In celebration of Heritage Month, the University of Cape Town held an official renaming ceremony for the Sarah Bartman Hall. Jamison Hall, or Jammy Hall, or whatever it used to be called, is no longer. It's now the Sarah Bartman Hall. And online to tell us about the process of the renaming and the reasons and the whys and the wherefores is Professor Ilalwani Rumagondo, who is Deputy Vice Chancellor at UCT. Professor, welcome to Newsbeat.
Good afternoon, Shafiq. Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to the voice of the Cape listenership.
And they all echo in sending the greetings back to you. It's been a long process, hasn't it? Because according to the information I have, in 2018, the decision was taken, but then unfortunately COVID-19 popped up and a lot of things got delayed as a result of it. And unfortunately, this process was a victim of that, but now all's clear.
Yes, it has indeed been a long process. Actually, starting when the activist student-led Roadmap 4 called for our campus to be decolonized, and with the students correctly identifying Jameson as the right-hand man to Cecil John Rhodes, and someone who was critical for the work and deeds of, her imperialist Britain, and how mining was supported by hard work and, enslavement, which took people off their land to mine gold and diamond, only to benefit our colonial history and those who benefited from it.
Yes, indeed, Mr. Jamison, who has not covered himself in colonial glory, I'll put it that way, was around when Cecil John Rhodes forced miners to go down into the mines again after a strike at gunpoint, a point in history which is not often publicized very much. And of course, it's refreshing to see that such scoundrels are now being put to one side. We have to remember who they were in terms of the historical contribution. But of course, I'm sure you will agree that somebody like Sarah Bartman, it's so appropriate that she is named at UCT, because if anybody was objectivized, it was Sarah Bartman, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And, you know, if it were up to the students themselves who led Roadmap 4, the hall would have been named Marikana. But it took women who were part of the Black Academic Caucus to engage them around celebrating in a building called Marikana. And, you know, the students' perspective could be understood because they wanted that line between Jameson and Cecil John Rhodes and mining on the back of the Nazis to be made one that survives history. But they understood that to celebrate as they graduate in a building named after a significant maternal figure, an ancestor from this continent who indeed was subjected to untold atrocities, but also reminding ourselves that this is someone, a full human being with great talent. This is someone who was a polyglot in that she spoke many languages, including Dutch, was knowledgeable about the place where she grew up, could understand what to do with the plants, with the medicinal value of these plants, but was reduced to a body that can simply be taken away from this continent to Britain and be caged, only to be looked at and viewed as if she were a kept animal, sold off like an animal to an animal keeper in France. And after she died, having her body parts kept in glasses for further viewing. So this is really bringing back memories of Sarah Bartman, the human being who was amazing and continues to hold significance to all of us, but also a reminder of exactly what you're saying, Shafiq, about the reduction of female bodies into sexual objects.
And of course, you also have spoken to the reduction of the female mind, and particularly the reduction of the indigenous female mind. I can remember reading a colonialist account of Sarah Bartman where the person notes that she is of cheerful disposition, almost as if it's an exception. It's so insulting. And the fact that she was a polyglot and the betrayal of trust that was shown towards the Huhun and the San when the colonialists first arrived here. These were people who trusted the people who arrived, and history tells us unequivocally that they were totally and utterly betrayed.
And this is, again, a story of, one part of humanity unable to understand coexistence. Those who are native to this continent understand that a coexistence means that we can live side by side as equals, and that difference does not make us enemies. And, to have the hall named after someone like Sarah Bartman, who has a strong link with the Khoi and San communities, but also those who understand the importance of language, such as Her Excellency Ngu Oma Katrina Esau, is so important because, again, it speaks to how you cannot enjoy your full humanity and dignity when your language is being destroyed. And we know, linguicide goes along with genocide. And to have Oma Katrina having joined us, for the 2 days, the 10th of September and the 11th, given that we tied the renaming to the graduation season, culminating with a ceremony where we had our humanities graduates crossing the stage within Sarah Bartman Hall, including doctoral graduates who had their theses in terms of citation read out in their mother tongue, in isiXhosa.
So, beautiful.
I mean, the click in the languages that really are forebearers to the current African languages is just beautiful.
No, absolutely. I mean, it was the clicks that contributed to the enrichment of the Nguni languages, isiXhosa, etc., and yes. Zulu, hugely
Absolutely.
Influenced by this culture.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, Professor, time is our enemy. We were just starting to enjoy our discussion, and we have to be shut down. But Professor Elalwani Ramagondo, Deputy Vice Chancellor of UCT, congratulations on the renaming of the hall. The old Jamison Hall no longer exists. Well, it exists physically, but it's now has a spiritual presence because it's now the Sarah Bartman Hall. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Shafiq. Bye-bye.